Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We just read the Mishnah yesterday, and we were about to start the Gemara. The Mishnah had three opinions that were recorded in regards to someone who shechts for an Oved Kulchavim. So the Tanakhama held that the Shechit is absolutely kosher. There's no reason that there's going to be a problem when you shecht for an Oved Kulchavim. You're not shechting Le'avodah Zarah. You're just shechting on behalf of someone who's an Oved Kulchavim. You're doing their shlichus, and Rabbi Lazar says that it's going to be possible because Rabbi Lazar says that the assumption is that even if he owns just the tiniest amount, even if the Oved Kulchavim owns just the tiniest amount of the animal, it's going to be possible because the assumption is that the stam machshava of an Oved Kulchavim is for avodah zarah, and therefore your shchita is going to be possible because it's considered a shchita l'shem avodah zarah. And then Rabbi Yossi said, "Well, wait a second. We have the following kal v'chomer in Kadshim, where machshava is generally a much more sensitive issue, and machshava has the ability to passel, we only go with the machshavos of the person who's actually doing the avoda. So all the more so when it comes to chulin, where machshava generally doesn't play as much of a role, all the more so we're only going to follow the machshavos of the person who's doing the avoda, and not the machshavos of the person who happens to have some ownership." So Rabbi Yossi says the fact that an Oved Kulchavim owns it at all is irrelevant, because the Oved Kulchavim is not the one doing the Shechita, the Jew is doing the Shechita, and therefore it should be completely permissible. So those are the three opinions recorded in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to have two different understandings of what exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokas is between the three opinions. So first understanding is, Hani Tanai Islu de Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar, who are the first two opinions in the Mishnah, the Tanakama who says that it's kosher when you shecht for an Oved Kulchavim, and Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's possible, both agree to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi say? D'tanya Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Shamati Shabaylim Mefaglin. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, I've heard that the Bailim can cause pigle. Even though the Bailim aren't the ones doing the Avodah, the Kohanim are the ones doing the Avodah with any given Karban, but the Bailim, they have the ability to have a Machsheves pigle and ruin the Karban. So they both agree that Bailim have a stake in it, and that's the difference between the first two Shitos and Rabbi Yossi, the third Shita in the Mishnah, who says, nah, by Kachim, we don't care about the Bailim, we only care about the person doing the Avodah. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar do care about the Bailim. So what's the difference? Miu Tanakama Savar Isha Minid Chashev In Ilo Lo. Tanakama will say, though, that you need to know for sure that he had such a machshava. So if you know that the Bailim had such a bad machshava, so that will ruin the Karban. And likewise, if you know that the Bailim, who happens to be an Oved Kulchavim of a Behemas Chulin, had a machshava l'avodah zarah, then in a chinami, that will make it a shechita l'avodah zarah. But if you don't know that he had such a machshava, you have no reason to assume a machshavas avodah zarah. Stam machshavas kulchavim avodah kulchavim lo amrinan. We don't just assume that any time an Oved Kulchavim has a machshava that it's always le avodah zarah. Rabbi Lazar savor, Rabbi Lazar holds afal gav d'lo shamini d'chashiv. Stam machshavas Oved Kulchavim avodah kulchavim amrinan. And Rabbi Lazar holds that we generally assume that whatever the stam machshava of an Oved Kulchavim, it's always for avodah zarah. Va'asar Rabbi Yossi the Mamer, then the third sheet of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who comes along and says, Afal gav d'shamini d'chashiv, zemechashiv z'oved lo amrinan. It's not that we're assuming one way or the other about what the guy is thinking. It's that it doesn't matter what the guy is thinking. He's the Bailim, he's not the one doing the avoda. And the person that is only the Bailim does not have the ability to affect any sort of pigle, or does not have the by carbon, doesn't have the ability to affect any sort of shchita l'avodah zarah by behemas chulin. Now there is a kasha if you say that the Bailim is mefagel, so there's a kasha that the Velt asks that in what way does the Torah imagine that hashka'a sota, bedika sota al yidei hashka'a, that giving the sota something to drink is going to help in any way if she's the bailim of her own karban? And the halacha is, or the assumption is, the Gemara says, that the hashka'a sota is only going to work if everything is done properly, if everything else in the process is done properly, and she has the ability to be mefagel her karban, even though she's obviously not doing any of the avodas of the karban, but she's the bailim. If the bailim is mefagel, she has the ability to be mefagel her karban the machshava of chutzlus mana, that will prevent the mayim from being bodeker. That will prevent the water from being bodek, whether in fact she had committed adultery or not. So she always has this magic bullet where she's able to get out of the process of the bedikas hamayim without even telling anybody, just by having a machshavas pigel. So how does the Torah imagine that it's ever going to work to have the hashkaas sota? So there's a sefer called Gvuro Shmonin. Rav Yosef Engel has 80 answers to this kasha. This goes on the list of kashas with lots of answers, like the Hilchos Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. So this also a whole sefer dedicated to 80 answers to this kasha based on the idea of Bailim Mefaglin. But anyway, that's one understanding of what's going on in the Mishnah, that the first 2 days assume the Bailim do have a stake in it, the Bailim have the ability to ruin things with their machshava. Question is whether you assume a machshava that you don't know about when it comes to Novik Chavim, and Rabbi Yossi also, the Bailim simply do not have the ability to have any machshava that has any effect whatsoever. Ikeda Amri, and others say no, the machloka should be understood as follows. Ikeda Amri b'deshamine d'chashiv pliki. The whole machlokas is when we heard that he had such a machshava. We're not, when there's no conjecture over here that do we assume stam he had such a machshava. No, we know he had such a machshava. Tanakam sarv ki amrin azem chashiv zeh oved hani mili b'frim av b'chutzlo. Tanakam will say, even though we know he had such a machshava, it doesn't matter, that's only a din by karbonos, that the Bailim's machshava is going to ruin the karbon. But by stam shchitas chulin, the Bailim being an ovid chavim does not ruin the carbon, even though he's having machshava lavod zara. Chutz b'pnim lo yalfinon. We're not going to learn the halachos of a behemas chulin b'chutz from the halachos of a carbon. Vasa Rabbi Eliezer lemeimer yalfinon chutz b'pnim. And Rabbi Eliezer says we absolutely will learn chutz b'pnim, and therefore the Bailim's machshava, when we know he had such a machshava, will absolutely ruin the carbon. Vasa Rabbi Yossi lemeimer afil b'pnim nami zemachashiv zovid lo aminyon. And Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is that even in the Beis HaMikdash, even by a karban, the Bailim's intent doesn't matter at all. The Bailim's machshavos don't matter at all. So it's an issue that affects even karbanos themselves, where Rabbi Yossi will say the machshava of the Bailim is going to be irrelevant. So basically, what's the difference between this and the previous understandings? That the previous understanding was that the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer was in regards to what we assume about the machshava of the Ovid Chavim. According to this understanding, we don't have to assume anything about the machshava of the Ovid Chavim. We know exactly what his machshava is. The question is whether he has the ability to affect something negative with his machshava by a behemas chulin. And then the third sheet of Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't even have the ability, the Bailim doesn't even have the ability to affect something negative by a behemas kachim, even by a karban. Fine, so those are the two ways to understand the Mishnah. So says the Gemara now, Itmar HaShochet is a behema, third line from the top, Itmar HaShochet is a behema l'zrog dama, lavod chavim, lahakdir chalba lavod chavim. If a person shechs an animal having in mind to be zorik the dam to avod zara, or to be makdir the chelev, to burn the chelev for avod zara, Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Rabbi Shimon lak sham muteres. Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul. Now pasul is generally a word you would use for a carbon to describe that a carbon is going to be pasul. Over here we have no indication that we're talking about a carbon. We're just talking about shechting behemas chulin. So Rashi says, what does psula mean? Asura bahana. Psula just means that the behema is asur bahana. But there's nothing to talk about in regards to psul over here. It just means asura, that the behema is going to be asur bahana. If you look in the sheet of Mekvetzis on the side, he quotes a girsa Sanhedrin of Samach Aleph, kosuv asura, that it actually says asura instead of psula. So anyway, that's machlokas. But Reish Lakish says that is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Psula Mechashrin Me'avodah La'avodah V'Yalfinu Chutz Mipnim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul, meaning it's asur ba'anah, because even though he's doing the shechita now, and the shechita he's not intending to do l'shem avodah zara, he's doing the shechita having in mind that he's going to do a later part of the process l'shem avodah zara, the zrikas adam, the haktaras kalavim. But Mechashrin Me'avodah La'avodah, the machshavas he has by one avodah could affect the avodah he's doing now. V'Yalfinu And just like we say that by Kachim, we'll say that by the Yisur of Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, by Behemas Chulin as well. We learn in Chutz Mipnim, if you look at Rashi, Mipnim, Mimachsheves Pigul Shel Pnim, Shashochet Almanas Lizrog Dam L'Machar, L'Hakter Emur L'Machar, Zewik or Pigul. That's in fact the way Pigul works. That when you're dealing with Behemas Kachim, that is the primary problem of Pigul. When a person does a Shechita, having in mind to be Zorik Dam L'Machar, having in mind to do one of the other Avodos, L'Machar, that's exactly Pigul. So if you're Yalfin and Chutz Mipnim, if you learn the Halachos of Behemas Chulin from Behemas Kachim, the same should apply over here, that having in mind to be Maktir the Chelev or Zorik the Dam L'Avod Zara during the Shechita will absolutely ruin it. Reish Lakish Amar Mutaris, Reish Lakish says, no, it's not called the Behem L'Avod Zara, because Ein Mechashir Me'Avod L'Avod V'Lo Gamrin Chutz Mipnim, that we do not learn Chutz Mipnim, and therefore we are not Choshir from one Avoda to another Avoda. So that's the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now if you look at Tosos, Reish Lakish Amar Mutaris says, Tosos, Mod Reish Lakish to Chayv Misa, even though Reish Lakish says that the Behema is going to be Mutter, but Reish Lakish will be Mod that you're still Chayv Misa. Because I mean, Paragdal Misos, Midi Dava Mishtach of Lahar, the Har Mutter Vov the Besayev. Not every time that the Cheftza remains Mutter does it necessarily mean that you didn't do an Aveira. A person that does a Shechita Lavod Zara having in mind that he's going does a Shechita having in mind that he's going to do Zrikas Dam Lavod Zara, he's still doing Avod Zara. He's Chayv Misa for doing Avod Zara. It's just that the Behema doesn't become a Cheftza Shal Avod Zara because he didn't have in mind to do the Shechita, the Shame Avod Zara. So even Reish Lakish holds that we're not mechashiv me'avoda l'avoda, will hold that there is personal liability for what he had done, for his avera of doing avod zara. Fractosus tov ve'ein l'tmoa heich nerag hadilma mimuch v'lo zarek da'am l'avod chavim k'damim parag dal misos t'meis shomer elich v'avod pater de mimuch v'lo avod. What do you mean? He's going to be chayiv misa. He says that he's going to do avod zara. He never actually did Avodah Zarah. At the time of the Shechita, he's saying, I'm doing this Shechita with the plans of later taking the Dam and being Zorik Avodah Zarah. So Reish Lakish, right off the bat, is going to say, Yischaiv Misa, how do we know that he ever did it? Maybe he didn't follow through and he never actually was Zorik the Dam Avodah Zarah. He never actually did any sort of act of Avodah Zarah. So says Tosos, two Terutzim. Very interesting. Different Terutzim. Hacha vade lo mimlich, kiven da avin meisa shachat al menas lizrog. Number one, Tosos says, nah, he definitely didn't change his mind. He definitely went through with it, because he didn't just say, I have plans to do Avodah Zarah. He did a meisa based on those plans. So once he did a meisa based on those plans, we have every right to assume that the plans were followed through. Second, Teretz tells us, oh, da hacha afilu yadu avade shalo yizrog, Chayiv the Chashura Ovid Avod Chavim b'Shechita Zu Masha Shochet Al Menas Lizrok. Second, Aristotle says it doesn't matter whether he followed through on those plans. It doesn't make a difference whether he was ever Zorek. The Maisa Shechita L'Shem Ezrika L'Avod Zorek is itself a problematic Shechita. To a fundamental dispute between the two Deos and Tosos. What is the problem when a person is Shochet Al Menas Lizrok L'Avod Zarah? Is it a psul in the Shechita itself? Is it not a psul? Because again, according to Rishon, it's not a psul. But is it a problem in Maisa Aveira within the Shechita itself? Or is the Maisa Aveira not done until the Zrika? It's just that the Shechita is an indicator that he really plans on doing an Aveira. Two fundamentally different views of the situation in Tosos. Doing a Shechita with negative plans itself a Maisa Aveira? Or no, it's plans for an Aveira, just like any other plans for an Aveira, except this is a little bit stronger because you connected a Maisa to it. So that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, V'azul Utamai, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are Lishitasim over here. The Itmar, Shechta Lishma, Lizrok Dam, Shalol Lishma. If a person Shechta a Karbon Lishma, having in mind that he's going to be Zorik the Dam, Shalol Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan, Rapsula, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be possible. Reish Lakish says possible. Why? Rabbi Yochanan psula mechashim yavodu lavodava v'gamri machshav is pigul. Rabbi Yochanan will say it's possible because again we use pigul as a model. Just like by pigul, when you do the shechita al menas lizrok dam l'machar, it's going to make it pigul. So too when it comes to psul, like shalol d'shva, doing one avoda, having a machshav, having in mind that you're going to do another avoda shalol d'shma, is enough to ruin it. Rabbi Shimon Lakshamak Sheira. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's going to be kosher. We do not use pigle as a model for determining when, at what stage negative machshavos are going to ruin the animal, whether it be by behemas chulin, like Reish Lakish said in our context, or whether it be by behemas kachim with machshavos other than pigle, like machshavos shalol lishma in this context they're recording it right now. So you see, it's the same exact machlokas. The whole issue is, are we mechashev me'avodah la'avodah based on the fact that the whole concept of pigle relies on being mechashev me'avodah la'avodah? So Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no. We don't use pigle as a model. So Tzricha, why do I need both machlokas? And then these are just two ramifications of the same exact issue: are we mechashev me'avodah la'avodah like by pigle or not? So why would I need to be told the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both in the context of a machshava by a korban that shalol lishma, and in the context of Beim Haschulin with machshava l'avodah zara, machshava to do another avodah l'shem avodah zara? Says Gemara Tzricha, we need both machlokasim. We need the machlokas in both circumstances. Di'it mar baha ba'akar mishum ben lakish mishum duchutz mipnim lo yalfinon avol pnim mipnim im modu the Rabbi Yochanan. Had we only had in the context of shechting Beim Haschulin with having in mind to do the zrika l'avodah zara later, I would say that's where Reish Lakish says that it's going to be kosher, because Reish Lakish holds you're not going to learn the din of Shechitas Chulin from the dinim of Pigel by Kachim. But maybe the dinim of Psulim by Kachim you can learn from the dinim of Pigel by Kachim. Maybe Reish Lakish will be Moda, that there's what to learn about being Mechashim Me'avodah La'avodah within the world of Kachim. V'yit Rabahach, Bahikam Rabbi Yochanan of Baha'i, Im Moda Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And if we only would have been told this Machlokas in regards to Shlo Lashma B'Kachim, we would have said, yeah, that's where Rabbi Yochanan is going to say they have a problem, because it's at least in the world of Kachim. But maybe outside of the world of Kachim, even Rabbi Yochanan would be Moda that it's okay, that you don't have a problem. So Tzricha, therefore we need to be told both machlokasim in both contexts. Now the Rashba raises the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's possible in our case when you shecht al minas to be zorik the dam lavol dezara, or to be makdu the chalav lavol dezara. And Rashi again said that, what does it mean that it's possible? It means that it's aser bahana. So frek the Rashba, anyway it should be aser, because it's a shechitas meshumut. The person who's doing the shechita having plans to do avol dezara, so that makes a person meshumut if he's doing avol dezara. So anyway it's going to be a problem. Forget about whether this act is a passing thought on the carbon or not, whether such a thought during the shechita is enough to pass on the carbon. It's a shechita of a meshumut. So the Rashba himself answers the point is not that he himself plans on being zorik the dam level dezara. I'm shechting to enable the guy to be zorik the dam level dezara. That doesn't make me a meshumut. The guy that who happens to be a bailam on the karban, or who I happen to provide with the dam because I have no need for the dam. I'm a very religious Jew. I'm shechting my behemah school and I have no need for the dam. I don't plan on eating the dam. I have no mitzvah kisei dam. It's a behemah. It's not a chay. I have no need for this dam whatsoever. I just try to maximize my profits. So I don't want any waste product to come out of this animal. I want to be able to sell everything. So one of the things I'm going to be able to sell is the blood. I'll be able to sell the blood so that the guy will then be zorik dam level dezar. It doesn't make me a meshumut. It may make me a bad guy. It may be an isra of lifnei iver or something, but it's not. It doesn't make me a meshumut. That's how the Rashba's metaritz. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph, has a different teretz. Tosfos writes that when Shlokesh says that it's mutter, he only means mutter ba'na'a, but it never means that it's mutter ba'achila. Ba'achila, it's going to be asr. Shechitas meshumut is not going to be asr ba'na'a. The shechita is not a valid shechita, it's asr ba'achila. So Reish Lakish saying that it's mutter only means that it's mutter ba'ana, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan is telling me a chiddush over here, that over here this shechita is so problematic that it's even asr ba'ana. But Shechitas Meshumet itself would not have asked it by now, would have only asked it by Achila. Another Teretz Tosa says over there is that even by Achila, maybe it's Mutter, since he wasn't a Mumar. He's only becoming a Mumar through this Shechita. So it would have been from the perspective of Shechitas Meshumet, it would not have been asked by Achila. He wasn't a Meshumet yet at the time of the Shechita. It's only through this Shechita that he's becoming a Meshumet. We have a similar such Svara when it comes to Shechita B'Shabbos. Yosef points out that the Rashba writes that you only become a mumar b'shtosha pa'amim. You don't become a mumar with a one-time thing. That you have to do something three times in order to become a mumar. The Bach and Simin Dalit just points out that the Rashba himself is osur himself, because over here it sounds like the first time you do become a mumar, it's just that that you're not yet a mumar before the first time, but after one time you become a mumar. Yet when it comes to Shabbos, he says that a shochet b'Shabbos b'mezid, the first time you do become a mumar, and yet by Shabbos he says that shochet b'mezid b'Shabbos, your shechita is going to be kosher. Sounds like you don't become a mumar, because Tosos is the one that said you're not yet a mumar in this first shechita. The Rashba said you are a mumar in this first shechita. It's just that you we're talking b'chiyah gavna that you weren't shechting almanas to do the avodah yourself level d'zara. It was almanas that a guy will do level d'zara. So this is a steer in the Rashba. Because when it comes to Shabbos, the Rashba assumes that you do become a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos right away on the that you do not become Mumar L'Chal Shabbos rather right away on the first Shechita. That the first Shechita is going to be is going to be a Kasher Shechita. So that's the Stira that they ask in the Rashba. You got to come up with some sort of chiluk between having a mind level Dezara and for Shabbos. The Bach suggests that when it comes to Shabbos, since there's this concept by Hilcha Shabbos called Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah, that it's only Asra if it's a Melachas Machsheves, if you followed through what you intended to do. So at the beginning of the Shechita, it was not yet a Melachas Machsheves. So you weren't Chayiv for Chil Shabbos yet. You're only Chayiv for Chil Shabbos B'Sof Shechita, after the animal already had a din of a Shachlut, and therefore it's not going to ruin the status of the Shechita itself. Next time, okay, now you're already Mechal Shabbos. So next time, the Shechita is going to be an invalid Shechita. Fine. So just one more point over here. The Gemara had said, Yishochet behema lizrog dam lavod zchavim machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rashi writes, when he said, lizrog dam lavod zara, says Rashi, di shachta l'shem avod zara, shayi bedaita lavod b'shchita zu, that if you intended to shecht it for avod zara, meaning the whole discussion is if you plan on being zoreik, the dam lavod zara, but if you did the actual shechita l'shem avodah zara, so says Rashi, then everyone would say it's aser because it's zivchei mesim, because that obviously is zivchei mesim if you do a shechita l'shem avodah zara. So the difficulty that Rav Salvechik raises in Shirei Rav Simon Chav says, what's Rashi coming to teach me? That what we didn't know there's such an issue called tekrovus avodah zara. It's obviously not the topic of our Gemara. We're talking about mechashmei avodah l'avoda. That's already a chiddush. But the very din of tekrovus avodah zara, I need Rashi to tell me the din of tekrovus avodah zara. So he points out there's a Rambam Machlokes Asuras Perikud Aleph Halacha Aleph where the Rambam writes yayin shenisnasich l'avodah zara asur ba'na v'ashosim men kol shu lokum in haTorah, that if you have wine that was nisnasich for avodah zara, you're not allowed to get hanah from it, and if you drink any bit of it, you get malchus. The kala ochel kol shum into krovus of the zara mi basra peros loka shnemar asher chelav zivchemu yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. That if you eat anything that's from tekrovus of the zara, you get malchus. And he quotes a pasuk for the issur. So the Ramban just asks in his hasagas to the Sefer Mitzvos and losa say kuf tzadi dalid, why do I need that pasuk? You get malchus into krovus of the zara because of the yidbak biyarchum u'umam and acherim. There are plenty of other psukim that the Rambam himself quotes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So the Megillas Esther says, okay, maybe just to tell me that you get three malchus, three separate isurim. But that's not the pashtus. The Rambam just quoting another pasuk that there are three separate malchus. And furthermore, the Rambam Malchus Asuras writes that if you're ochel shosem mitakrovus avodah zarah loka, and he doesn't say anything about nene being loka. And Hilchos Avodah Chavmi writes that even nene mitakrovus avodah zarah you get malchus. So what's going on with this Rambam? So says Rav Salvechik that the Rambam holds that the Iker Din of Tekrovus Avodah Zarah is only by a behema that's Nikrava Lifnei Avodah Zarah. Dam that's Nizrak, Lifnei Avodah Zarah. Yayin that's Nisnaseich, Lifnei Avodah Zarah. Tekrovus Avodah Zarah primarily is an Iker of Hakrava, Lifnei Avodah Zarah. Hakrava in front of a given Avodah Zarah. but yayin that was nesnaseich l'shem avodah zara, but not lefnei avodah zara, is not to krovus avodah zara. That's a separate iser called zivchei mesim. The makor of that iser avodah zara daf chavtes amin beis yayin minolan amra baravu amakra asher chalav zivchei miyochelu yishli yayin nesicham ma zeva chasabana af yayin nami yasabana. That's that third pasuk that the Rambam quotes. The iser of zivchei mesim, which is not an iser of to krovus avodah zara, it's a separate iser of zivchei mesim that wasn't done lefnei Avodah Zarah, was just done l'shem Avodah Zarah. We're not going to have time to go into it, but that's how that answers all the kashas we had on the Rambam. So based on that, we can answer the kasha on Rashi as well. What's Rashi doing? What Rashi's telling us is that through Shechita, the behema is not, through Shechita l'shem Avodah Zarah, Rashi's trying to highlight the behema is not Tekrovas Avodah Zarah, because Tekrovas Avodah Zarah doesn't happen unless you have a hakrava l'fnei Avodah Zarah, and the Shechita is only a hechshera the hakrava. It's not Hakrava at all. So you have to say that the fact that the behemoth becomes usher when you do a shechita l'shem avodah zarah, it's because of zivchei mesim. It's that separate din of zivchei mesim. It's not the din of tekrovas avodah zarah. That's what Rashi is coming to tell me, that if you shech the behemoth l'shem avodah zarah, it's never going to be tekrovas avodah zarah. It's only going to be an issue of zivchei mesim. So that's the chiddush in Rashi over here. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Masav Rav Sheshes. Halfway down the page, Masav Rav Sheshes, Am Rav Yossi, Kal v'chomer advarim. So in our Mishnah, Rav Yossi tried to highlight the idea that the fact that there's a goyish owner who's of this animal or partial owner of this animal who's having machshavos that are the wrong kinds of machshavos should be completely irrelevant to us. And he says the following Kal v'chomer, Umma b'machom shemachshava poselus b'mukdashin, ena kol holich alachar oved. If when it comes to behemas kadshim, where machshava generally is a much more sensitive thing, machshava generally matters a lot more. Still, whose machshavas do we look at? Only the person who's doing the avoda, not the bailim. This is the direct quote from a Mishnah. Makom shein machshav pasalz bechulin, ein odin shleya kol holech elachar shochet. So Rabbi Yossi had said, so when it comes to chulin, where machshava generally doesn't play such a critical role, so for sure we would only follow the machshavas of the shochet. We don't care about the machshava of the person who owns it. So my ein machshava pasalz bechulin. Rabbi Yossi is making an assumption. He's assuming that machshava does not pasal when it comes to chulin. What sort of assumption is that? What kind of machshava is he referring to that does not pasul when it comes to chulin? If you want to tell me that machshava doesn't pasul anything by chulin, then how do you ever have a problem when you shech the shame of avodazara? It's just a machshava. So you want to say machshava never pasuls by chulin? Machshava avodazara absolutely is going to pasul by chulin. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi is referring to is that a machshava from one avoda to another avoda never passes by chulin. V'achikamer, and this is what he means to say. Umma b'makom shemachshava poselus b'muktashin me'avoda l'avoda. Ein akol holech elachar oved. By kachim, we know that a machshava by one avoda about another avoda will passel. How do we know that? Because that's the very concept of pigul. And nevertheless, whose machshavas do we care about? Only the person who's oved, not the bailim. Makom shein machshava poselus bechulin me'avoda l'avoda. Ela ba'osa avoda. So by chulin, where yes, machshavos can pasul sometimes, but only within that avoda. We never find by chulin that machshava about another avoda during one avoda is going to pasul. You never have such a thing by chulin. So all the more so, the machshavos of the bailim shouldn't matter. Only the machshavos of the shochet should matter. That's obviously what Rabbi Yossi means in our Mishnah, says the Gemara. Now, if that's the case, he's taking two things for granted. He's taking for granted that in kachim machshava me'avoda l'avoda matters, and he's taking for granted that in chulin machshava me'avoda l'avoda doesn't matter. Either way, there's going to be a problem. Pnim kasha Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So his view of what happens by karbanos, of what the halach is by karbanos, is going to be a problem for Rabbi Shimon Lakish, because he says that machshava passes by kachim from avoda l'avoda, and according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, even by kachim machshava does not pass from avoda l'avoda. It's mefagel machshava of chutz l'zmano, about machshava during the shechita to be zorik chutz l'zmano. Yeah, that will cause pigel. But pasaling never happens. You never have just a psul, a machshava shelo lishma, about during one avoda, about another avoda, that you never have by kachim, according to Rav Shimon Halakish. Rav Shimon Halakish held that we don't learn, from some halachas of karbanos to other halachas of karbanos. So you're never going to have such a din by machshav. But we don't have. We're lo gamrin machshav is pigel. So we don't have such a din by kachim, according to Rav Shimon Lakish. And chutz kashal Rabbi Yochanan. The assumption about chutz that you are mechashiv me'avod la'avoda. That you're not mechashiv me'avod la'avoda when it comes to chulin. That's problematic for Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan thinks that you're mechashiv even me'avod la'avoda when it comes to chulin. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi's assumptions in the Mishnah fit neither the sheet of Reish Lakish nor the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemara, not so problematic. Bishlam pnim l'Rabbi Shimon Lakish l'kasha. Hamikami d'shamim Rabbi Yochanan, l'basim d'shamim Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Reish Lakish changed his mind. Maybe originally he thought that even by a behemas kachim, machshavos of psul that are not machshavos of pigol are not going to be mechashiv me'avod l'avoda. But then he was straightened out by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught him otherwise, and maybe Reish Lakish changed his mind. So that's why Rabbi Yossi is not going to be problematic, because Rabbi Yossi is only against Reish Lakish's Hava Amina. But Reish Lakish maybe changed his mind. I'm not sure why that's okay. Well, Reish Lakish didn't know the Mishnah and the Hava Amina. When Rabbi Yochanan set him straight, Rabbi Yochanan taught him a Mishnah. I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan maybe said that there's some sort of drush or something, but he had to teach him the Mishnah. But anyway, the Gemara assumes that that's not problematic. El chutz kashal Rabbi Yochanan, but how do you machshav is chulin being mechashim me'avod la'avoda is problematic for Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemara, who most of love mafarik la ba'arba avodos. V'achikam, this is what it means to say. Uma b'makom shemachshav posalos mukdashin ba'arba avodos in a kol holech alach roved. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say is not that by kachim it's the only place we ever find that machshav me'avod la'avoda is problematic. It's the scope of just how far we go with machshav me'avod la'avoda by kachim. That's unique to kachim. By kachim, we look at four distinct avodos. So it's true, by chulin also we're mechashim me'avod la'avoda, but we don't have four distinct avodos to look at, we only have two. That's the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Yossi is making. If machshava is so critical when it comes to kachim, in that it can taint four separate avodos, so by chulin where machshava can only taint two avodos, all the more so we're only going to look at the machshava of the oved and not the machshava of the bayil. That's all Rabbi Yossi means to say. Not that there's no concept of machshava me'avod la'avoda by chulin. Of course there's such a concept according to the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it. So again, how does Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer work? V'achikamer umah b'makom shemachshava so when it comes to machshava, which passes by kachim in all four avodos, and yet we're only interested in the machshava of the person who's being oved himself. So by chulin, where machshava does have the ability to pass the avod la'avoda, but only by two avodos, it's all the more so, everything should only follow baso the shochet. We should only look at the machshavos of the person doing the shechita, not the machshavos of anybody else. So that's the real kal v'chomer. Fine. Tanya kavas in Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan's shechita. Hashochet is a behema luzrok dam lavos chavim lahakter chalb lavos chavim harei elu zivchei mesim. That's considered zivchei mesim. That is problematic. Shach tavach chachti shivaleha. But if you did a shechita and then later had a machshava lavod zara, zaya maisa bekisri v'lo amru b'loisra v'lo heter. So there was such a maisa, and they didn't want to paskin one way or the other. So why didn't they want to paskin one way or the other, whether the shechita is a valid shechita or not? So amru chista lo amru ba'isra mishum kvodin d'rabanan. They didn't want to say that it's aser, because the rabbanans, because of the cover of the rabbanan. The rabbanan in our Mishnah held that a stam guy does not have machshava lavod zara. So they didn't want to say aser, because saying aser would imply that the stam kavana at the shechita was already kavana l'avod zara, so they didn't want to say such a psak. They thought would go against Rabbi Yochanan. Lo heter mishum kvod de Rabbi Lazar. Nor did they want to say that it's mutter because of the cover of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said in our Mishnah that a stam guy has a machshav l'avod zara. So over here also, even though we're dealing with a Jew, but it's a Jew who later on had clear machshav l'avod zara. So should we assume that his original stam machshava was also l'avod zara? So Mimai says Gemara, how can you relate those two machlokasim? How can you relate those two issues? The issue of a guy who's a partial owner and the issue of a Jew who shechs and then later has machshava lavel d'zara. Dilma ad kan lo kamer rabbanon hasam el d'lo shamana d'chashiv aval hacha d'shamana d'chashiv achiach sof al tchilasam. Maybe the rabbanon only say that it's no problem in our Mishnah because we never heard that the guy had any machshava lavel d'zara. But over here where this Jew later clearly had machshava lavel d'zara, so maybe the rabbanon will have a problem with it. And on the flip side, inam yad kan lo kamer rabbanon lazar hasam el gabi ovid chavim d'stam machshava sof al tchavim lavel d'chavim aval yisrael achiach sof al tchilasam lo aminan. Maybe when are we going to assume that a stam machshav is avod zara? When it's a guy, when it's noved kochavim, a Jew becomes someone who does a terrible avera of avod zara. Does that mean we assume everything he did previously in life was all done with kavanas avod zara? No, we generally assume about a Jew that he's innocent until proven guilty, that he's considered to be a kosher until he starts doing averus. So at some point, his yetzer got the best of him. So at the time of the shechita, he had never done any avodah zarah yet. So we're going to make an assumption that he already had thoughts of avodah zarah at the shechita? No, Rabbi Lazar would never say such a thing. So why were they not omer baheter or iser? So it wasn't because of covet of Rabbi Lazar or covet of the Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with the machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. So why did they refuse to paskin this shaila of a person, again, a Jew, shechted stam and then later had machshava lavod zara? No, it's for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's cover that they didn't want to be matir. So here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which statement of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is problematic? So again, you have to keep in mind that to say that it's mutter is to say that we're not going to say hochiach sofa al tchilaso, that what he did at the end shows us what he really intended in the first place. So we're going to have to find Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who holds that we do say hochiach sofa al tchilaso. Right, so there are two possibilities. First possibility: Elam Rav Shmuel Gamliel to get and Rav Shmuel Gamliel din by get. Ditznan, we have a Mishnah Abari Shomer Kitzvah Gel Ishti Ratzel L'Sachikba. A healthy person just says, "Go write a get for my wife," and he never says, "Give it to her." So he's just messing around. You cannot go actually give the get to the wife. One time, a healthy person, perfectly healthy, said, "Give a get to my wife." He said, "I'm sorry, write a get for my wife." Then he went to the roof, fell, and died. So Rav Shmuel Gamliel imatz v'nafal areiz a get. If he jumped, so then it's a good get. We don't assume he was messing around. He didn't want his wife to have to face yibum. He was planning on suicide. Vimaruach dachaso eno get. But if it was an accidental fall, then it's not a get. Vavina b'maisa lister. We ask, well, wait a second. The maisa contradicts the halacha you just said. Because you just said the halacha is that he's always trying to be mesachek, and then you quote a maisa that it is a good get. So no, the point is that if something happens that shows what his original intention was, then it is a good get. And that's where the maisa comes in. If the guy commits suicide right afterwards, then it's ochiach sof al tchilaso. So you see, Rabbi Gamliel holds to this concept of chiyach sof al tchilaso. That's why we didn't want to paskin against that concept. Says Gemara, no, v'dilma shayni asam deka amar kisvu. Maybe over there it's different because the guy, at least, it wasn't just stam. The guy said write a get. He just failed to say the complete formulation of write and give, but he said write a get. So that's not a raya. No, there's another shita Rav Shmuel Gamliel about ochiach sof al tchilaso, and that is the following. Titania, hakosim nechasav lachem v'yiben avadim amra lo yefshi behen. If you write over all of your nechasim to somebody else, you write a shtar matan on all of your nechasim to somebody else, and the guy says, I'm not interested in the avadim, im hayirabu sheni kohen arei lochel b'truma. If the second guy is a kohen, they can't eat truma. They're considered to be in his possession. Rav Shmuel Gamliel amr kivin shamar halo yefshi behen kvar zach ben yorshim. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, the guy says, I don't want them. So then he doesn't. You can't be makanit in bal karcho. So what's the tanakama shita? Even if the guy is screaming, I don't want this, I don't want this. So it's a kinyan bal karcho. It doesn't make any sense. No, if he was screaming the whole time, he doesn't want it. For sure, he's not kona. If he's quiet at first and then he screams, everyone agrees that he is kona. You did the kinyan through a third party, and then he was quiet while that was happening, but then as soon as it came into his possession, he started screaming he doesn't want it. Tanakama says when he was shosik, he was already he already acquired it. Now he's trying to back out, but it's too late. Rav Shmuel Eliel Sover Hochiach Sof Al Tchilaso, that we say the concept of Hochiach Sof Al Tchilaso. Vadlo Tzavach Meikara Sover Kolasu Yodi Amai Yatzvach. The reason he wasn't Soveach Meikara was because he figured it's not even in my possession yet. Why would I be Soveach at this early point in time? So that's the Rav Shmuel Eliel, that it was Mishum Kvodo that we didn't want to paskin against the concept of Hochiach Sof Al Tchilaso. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start from Rav Avidam Shmuel tomorrow.